After months of waiting and preparation, the Great American Solar Eclipse is here. Around 3:25 this afternoon, northwestern Vermont will be plunged into darkness for about 3 minutes as the moon completely covers the sun. The path of totality includes all of northwest Vermont, including Burlington and the Northeast Kingdom, and reaches as far south as Middlebury, Montpelier, and St. Johnsbury. According to state estimates, as many as 160,000 people could come to Vermont to view this once-in-a-generation celestial event. And Vermont Public Reporter Liam Elder Connors joins me now for a preview of this big day. Liam, thanks for being here.
You bet.
So, Liam, towns around Vermont spent the weekend preparing for today's eclipse. First off, let's talk about the weather. How's it looking?
Well, the weather's actually looking pretty good for today. Eric Miskowski is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Burlington. On Sunday afternoon, he said conditions will be ideal in the Northeast Kingdom around 3:30 today when totality occurs. It's going to be clear and sunny. Temperatures around the state are going to be in the 50s. Meanwhile, in the Champlain Valley, which includes Burlington, he says the day will start off clear, but some translucent clouds are expected to make their way to that area by the afternoon.
There'll be like kind of filtered sunshine. It's difficult to see the sun through the clouds, but there'll be still clouds there. It's not going to be an absolutely clear sky.
Still, he says there shouldn't be any trouble seeing the eclipse.
As long as you're wearing the safety glasses, let's remember that. So you were out in Burlington over the weekend, Liam. What was going on there?
Yeah, it was pretty busy. Lots of people were out, especially on Church Street, down by the waterfront, you know, those classic touristy areas of the city. While I was walking around, I met Ken Cook, who came to Burlington all the way from New Jersey. This is actually his second solar eclipse. He saw the one in 2017 and says it was such a profound experience that he knew he needed to see another one.
And when it goes totally dark, there's just something emotional. There's just this dark hole surrounded by the corona, which is brilliant.
Burlington could potentially see its population double tomorrow during the eclipse, which is quite significant. City officials say during the 3rd of July, which is when Burlington celebrates the 4th of July, there's usually around 20,000 or so people coming. So we could be seeing, you know, 40 to 60,000 or even more people coming, especially because the weather's looking so good. The city's closed down a number of local roads, including Route 127, you know, known as the Beltway. The city's turning that road into a parking lot, which they say they could fit up to 1,000 cars on.
Wow. Well, taking even a bigger overlook, Liam, state officials are expecting this massive influx of visitors today. Do we have any sense of what those numbers are looking like?
The Agency of Transportation estimates that a maximum number of 160,000 people could be coming to Vermont to view the eclipse. We're not going to know exactly what the number of visitors coming is until later, potentially weeks after the eclipse happens. But the indicators we have are hotels are fully booked up, short-term rentals are all booked up. Just anecdotally, there's a lot more traffic around, especially in the Burlington area and on the interstates. And so I think with the weather looking as good as it is, we're in for a pretty big day today.
Yeah, pretty safe to say traffic is going to be bad today. What else should people keep in mind?
Well, April is mud season in Vermont, and last week's nor'easter brought a foot or more of snow to most places. And that nor'easter has been followed by warm temperatures, which means there is definitely mud, and so you should do everything you can to stay off those dirt roads. Vermont only has a couple of interstates, and the exits can be far apart, 10 to 20 miles, so officials are advising people to make sure they have full tanks of gas. Outside of that, roads here are mostly two lanes, so be patient and make sure to give yourself extra time to get anywhere. State officials are saying that people should arrive early and stay late. It'll also be a good idea to have some basic supplies in your vehicle, like food, water, blankets, and a first aid kit. You can keep an eye on road closures by going to newengland511.org, which will have all of the state road closures. And also, a lot of towns are planning to have roads closed, and we'll have a list of all of those closures on our website, which is vermontpublic.org. And just a reminder that cell service in Vermont can be spotty, so it's a good idea to have your directions downloaded in advance. And always, a paper map is never going to be offline, so that's a good idea. And finally, officials are asking people to stay off of hiking trails, in part because it's going to take a lot longer to rescue people in the backcountry just based on how busy it is. It's also mud season, so that's never a good idea to go out on the trails during that time. And you can always get those traffic and weather alerts by texting VT Eclipse to 888 888- 7777.
Okay. Now, I didn't mean to be glib before when I was talking about the safety of looking, you know, at this event. So let's talk about eye safety for a second here. What do people really need to know?
Well, you need eye protection to view the eclipse. Sunglasses are not going to be strong enough if you're looking at the sun directly. Looking at any part of the exposed sun without the right kind of protection can permanently damage your eyes. So just don't do it. Proper eye protection must be worn throughout a total solar eclipse, except for the roughly 3.5 to 4 minutes when the moon fully obscures the sun. That's the brief period known as totality. And you're actually going to need to take off those eclipse glasses during totality to be able to see it. Many communities that are in the path of totality are already planning to have some glasses available. So if you don't have glasses yet to look at the eclipse, you can definitely get some at any eclipse event. You want to double check the glasses if you do already have them to make sure they're real. We're going to have guidance on our website for knowing if your eclipse glasses are the real deal. That's at vermontpublic.org.
That's Vermont Public reporter Liam Elder Connors with the latest on today's celestial event. Liam, thank you so much.
You bet.